We're back. It's another episode of Camp Time is Real Time. I'm your host, Sarah, joined by co-host Ty today. We're talking to Freddie. He tells us all about growing up at camp, what it was like being a camper and then a CIT, and then coming back as a head counselor out in pioneering. Freddie gives us some stories from the woods, which were pretty amazing this year. He settles the difference, perhaps, between pioneering and woodlore, though the jury may still be out on that one. And this is very cool. It gives us a sneak peek of some show ideas for the summer of 2022. One more thing before we go. Keep those emails coming, camptimefcdc@gmail.com or Instagram at camptime_realtime. If you're on the pool staff or otherwise, hit me up. Come on over to the podcast. We'll talk about it. We'll publish it. You'll be a podcast star. It'll be amazing. But for now, enjoy the conversation with Ty, Freddie, and I. So you're at college right now. So did you tell anyone what you were doing tonight at 6:30? And if so, what was the reaction?
So I had to tell my roommates just because I live with three other guys. Mm-hmm. I'm like, guys, I'm like doing this. Scoot down. And I just like started to explaining to them. They're like, just stop. Like, it's impossible. I was like, I know. I'm like, you guys got to listen to it. I'm like, they're like, well, listen, but I don't know if I'll understand it.
Yeah. Or they'll be like, oh, exactly as we assumed. I had a roommate who our senior year brought up like a mini fridge, and there's a bumper sticker that used to be kind of prevalent around, and it just said kids love camp. And it was like Franklin Country Day Camp, whatever. And I had one. So I like slapped it on this mini fridge. Well, I was at my house and we brought it up, and my roommate's like, what is this? What are you doing here?
Who let this person in? These camp counselors.
Oh my gosh. She did not approve. So it's fine. That's all fine. We're still friends. What's your camp experience? Like, when did you start? And are you still there? Have you taken a break, or like walk me through it?
Yeah. So I don't know what year exactly, but it was either 2004, 2005. And like my sisters, like my brother and sister both started as warriors. And like, my mom tried to get me to go like that. The last year of the warriors, my mom tried to get me to go. I was like, I'd cry. I'm like, I'm not going, like, I'm not going to like it, all this stuff. Cause I was like the like typical like athletic kid. I'm like, this isn't for me. Like, I only want to like play sports. And so like, the first day I was a Pueblo, I was like crying like the whole way, as like little 5-year-olds do. I was like, I don't want to go, crying. And I remember like getting back in the car, I was like, this is like the best place.
That's awesome.
That was the only year that like the three of us were all campers. So my sister was a Cheyenne that year. My brother had to be a Navajo, and I was like a Pueblo. So that was the only year the three of us were campers. And then my sister was a CIT the next year. So I'm like, I got to go 6 weeks. So that was a first and third session camper. Like we all were, we always did like the family vacation in the middle, but then my sister like had to be there all 6 weeks. So we're like, I'm a 6-week camper now. So I was Algonquin with Shannon Rice when she was still so before she was a nurse, so it was awesome for 6 weeks. And I like, that's when like I started like meeting like my good friends. Blake Monjar was like awesome, like, and then I'm the only one in my age group still there now, but like Kevin Sassaman, another person my age, was there for a while. And then a year after that I was a Chippewa and my brother was a Cheyenne. And I just thought it was like so cool. Like my brother is like the head of this circle. Like I like started, Sam Cowell gave me a nickname, Fred Burger. And like, I just like kind of started like making like a name for myself at camp, like per se.
Yeah.
I was like, this is the year. Like my brother's like the head, you know, I have a nickname. I got my friends. I'm a 6-weeker. My head counselor at the triple was Gina Tomaselli. She was there for like maybe 5 years just cause when her sons were doing it. She was the woodlore counselor. Like, this is awesome. And then I was like, this is the best place on earth, you know?
Yeah.
And then like, and the cool thing about it was my friends from like school, like they weren't there. And like, I love them all, but like, this is sick. Like, these are my friends that Like, I only see 6 weeks, and like they like experience what I experience and all that good stuff. And next year I was at Navajo with Lauren Siegel in ceramics. Mm-hmm. And I just thought, like, she was just like so like just chill. Like, she was like the counselor, just like knew what camp was and just like was laid back about it. And my brother's a CIT. And so, like, he was always, like, getting called up at Sing, all that good stuff. And I was like, this is awesome. Like, my brother has to, like, do weird dances, all that cool stuff. And I just, like, I loved it. And then the year after that, I was a Mi'kmaq with Rachel, the theater counselor. And then my favorite year as a camper was I was a Choctaw with Billy Rice as my head counselor. And me and him, just like, we just, like, since day one, we just clicked. He was pioneering counselor and... I remember one time we built like a seesaw in the woods.
Oh my gosh.
Like, me and him were like jumping like side, like we were like sitting, we were jumping side to side. And like, I'm a little kid at this point. And he had to be like 25, something like that before. And he's a big dude, you know? And I remember he just like jumped. And I went like flying off the seesaw. Like, I landed on like a rock in the woods. Oh, and he's just like, I'm like crying. I'm like, I think I was like bleeding. I was like, oh my God, oh my God. But I was just like, and like at the moment, I'm like, this is like off. Like, I'm like, that's so fun. And then I think my favorite Billy moment, which is my mom's least favorite Billy moment, was the last day of camp. We had like the big pizza party. We get boxed pizza. My nickname was like Fred Burger. So like, I don't know, food was like always around me. Billy was like, Freddie, like eat a whole pie of pizza for yourself. He's like, there's no way you can do it. I'm like, I can do it. Like, 9-year-old me, I'm like, I got this.
Sure.
5 slices in. I'm like, oof. 6, 7 slices. I'm like, I don't think I can do it. Pound an 8th slice of pizza. And I was just like in a food coma for like for the whole show. I remember he did, I don't even know who he was with, but it was like he was Jimmy Buffett as the host. And I just like sat there and I just like didn't move for the whole show. It was the talent show. I was like, ugh. And like I get to the car, tell my mom. Mom was like, Billy Rice, like you can't feed my kid a whole box of food. Like, that's not healthy, all that stuff. And that's like the only real thing like mom like knows about Billy as a camper. And then my last year as a camper, I had John Panciocco, amazing as a Cheyenne, just so cool just to have him. Finally at the top of the circle. And it was the 40th year of camp. So it was like a big special year. It was just like, it was just amazing that year, you know, like, and I like kind of knew going into it, like I was going to be a CIT just because like the person, like I like the camper I was and stuff.
Yeah.
And it was you just like,
a name for yourself.
Yeah. Right. I made a name for myself. Fredford. Yeah. And so I just like, it was just, like awesome. Like to have like 1 year of camp and it was just awesome. Like finally being in competitions too as a camper. You know, like going down a lower play, everyone's like, I want to be on this kid's team, you know, just like all the little kids like knowing you and stuff. So yeah, I just did Cheyenne with John. It was just, he was awesome.
Yeah,
for him sure. And Bill are definitely like the two best counselors I've ever had.
So are you, so now that you have been working there for a while, are you and Billy like still buddies?
Oh yeah. I love Billy. He's awesome. Billy's like, but like one of like my closest friends at camp right now, which is like so cool. Like he kind of took me under his wing, I feel like, as like my first year head counselor, which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
And I remember, so I was at 2 years as a CIT. Mm-hmm. And then like soccer started to get serious for me. So I was never an assistant. I like had to make the choice. Like back then I was like, this is like the hardest choice in my life, like camp or soccer. And like looking back and I'm like, I don't know why I made such a big deal over it. But yeah. I like, had to like make the choice of like I had to go like do soccer camps, like I have to start doing like clinics like looked at by college, all that stuff. So I was never an assistant for those 4 years.
Oh wow.
And I came back and visited twice. The year after I left, I came back. And then the year I ran into Blake at the airport, it was June, end of June. And I ran into him and someone else who worked at camp. I was like, God, like I miss camp so much. And it just so happened, like they're both still working. So I was like, I'm coming to visit this year. You know, it was Sam's first year running the camp. And I remember John Panciocco was doing a skit and he like called me up. He's like, this guy was a Cheyenne, like come up, come dance. like, this is awesome. So I did, like, was in a skit with him, and I remember going up to Sam after, and like, hey, like, I want to come back, you know, like, I don't have soccer anymore in the summer. This is awesome. I talked to Billy. I was like, I want to come back. So I went for my interview that winter. It was like February and March, like 6 inches of snow. Me and Sam, like, we parked in Gail's driveway. We walked to his office. We, like, dug it out, put on a space heater, sat there for like 30 minutes, then walked down the hill into the woods to Pioneering. He was like, this is where you're going to be. You're going to be in Pioneering. This is your space. It was just like 6 inches of snow. He's like, dressed warm. I was in like boots, a heavy, like my winter coat, two pairs of pants. He's like, you're Pioneering. Like, this is where you're going to be. We have a spot opened up, and like, you would fit in perfectly. So like, we like tread back up the hill, and it's just like, in my head, like, oh, finally, like, this is, I'm going back to camp. Like, I grew up here. My family, like my brother, and my sister grew up here. And then first year I was in Pioneering, head of the Choctaws. And I just thought it was so cool, because my favorite year at camp was when Billy was in Pioneering and he was head of the Choctaws. Like, yep. this is awesome.
The symmetry. That's awesome. So I will say, I also had the soccer issue growing up. And there was, when I was a junior in high school. So as you know, pretty important year if you're being recruited. So we had won states, my club team, and then we were at regionals, and we did really well and we won. Now the tournament is we hadn't won regionals. We won states, we're in regionals, and we were doing well. It's over 4th of July weekend.
No.
So we get in there, we're doing, and we weren't expecting, because, you know, whatever. And or maybe this is my senior year in high school, I can't remember. But we kept winning, and we were going to have a game on like the 5th of July, which, if you can do the math, would be the first day of camp. Yeah. And it never crossed my mind. I was like, oh, I can't make it. Worst teammate. So I told my coach, I was like, I have to work tomorrow. And he was like, you're kidding. And I was like, no, I have a job. Like, I tried to sell it up. Like, this is, you know, hey, you know, my hands are tied. I have to work. And he even got to the point, he's like, I will pay you to come to the game. Like, how much do you make a day? And I'm like, I don't know, $30. and he's like, whatever. And I was like, oh, he's kidding. It never crossed my mind to let that happen. Have you ever had to miss any camp for like for preseason or anything like that?
So this past year, so I've been a head counselor for 2 years, mm-hmm. 2019 and 2020 was COVID, and then 2021. In 2019, like, I was like so nervous, because it was July 4th. It was like late that year. We started like July like 9th or 10th, something like crazy. Mm-hmm. In the last day of camp, we had like that camp, the after party, the after party. And then I remember waking up like 7 a.m. and moving in. Like the day after first, and then the day after that was preseason.
We had a friend, Katie Crowley, who was, you know, we were in college, and she had like a fabulous internship in New York. And, you know, we were just chatting at the beginning of summer, and she's like, I want to come back. And I was like, no, you totally should. Just really not thinking anything would come of it. And she pulled the trigger, and like at the like very last minute, it's like, I want to come back to camp, and made it happen. No internship. She was like, it's like really hard to get. I think her brother had pulled a bunch of strings, and she came back. And you should ask her about it, or I should ask her about it online. We do crazy things for camp. And yeah. And then you try to explain it to people outside of camp, and they're like, doesn't seem like a good decision on your part.
If it work, then it's like the best. Then it works out great.
That's right.
I don't know. If you get into like a system where you can take 6 weeks off of work, please.
That's the dream. That's literally the dream. Are there things that you took from Billy and the other counselors you had that when you eventually became a counselor or head counselor or whatever, that you were like, ooh, I want to make sure I do this, because it was like so impactful?
I remember when I was a big, like one thing that I took is I was a first year CIT, and John Pantiaco's tribe, they're like setting up this like cakeball tournament. And I was like there when Arch and Craft's doing it, and they're like setting like the lineup, and it was like all the guys at the start and all the girls at the end. And I like pat them down, like, guys, listen, like when I was a camper, like my tribe, like it wasn't like guys and girls, like we all legit like mixed with each other, sat with each other. It wasn't like that. And I remember like some of the girls were like upset. And so I went and told John, and it was like, I think it was a Wednesday. And like, it was like, I don't know what the theme was that Wednesday, but like he had like stuff all in his hair, like wearing like a crazy outfit. And he just brought his whole troop to the gazebo. And I just happened to be like the CIT, like at the picnic table right next to like the big oak tree right next to the gazebo. And I just heard him talk about like how it doesn't matter like who you are at camp. Like, he's like, I'm 47 and I can like wear like pipettes in my hair, like paint my nails, wear whatever I want. And just that is like, I try to like bring them to like my tribe. Like, it doesn't matter like who you are, like where you come from, like camp is just so like unique. So like everything about it is just like, you can be whoever you want. I feel like that's like a big thing to like tell like my campers, especially like at like the time like they're growing up in now, where it's like it's all like it's very like okay to be different, but camp really like magnifies that.
So what do you like about pioneering, and like what are some of the things you're doing out there?
So I think pioneering, to put in like, I think it's tie time in the woods.
Oh,
like, that's great. Ty, what, think, how do you feel about that?
Because that's so funny, because Scott says that wood lore is tie time in the woods. And it's really funny because Shay says that adventure is tie time in the woods.
Shay has a curriculum that she needs to follow. Me and Scott, we have like free reign, you know, like we're not being watched. Like Sam can't see us like from stepping out of his office. Like we like, once you go over that bridge, like woods counselors are like, I feel like they're different, you know?
Like, secrets, you know, revealed.
I don't know what goes on down there.
So me, Shay, I had an amazing group. Like, I can't complain. Me, Shay, and Scott. Like, you can't. Like, we have the veteran of Scott, who's just, he's been the head of like five different activities now. He's just like the man of camp. Like, if Sam's like, I remember Sam wasn't there one day, Billy wasn't there one day. Sam's like, if you have a question, go ask Scott. Like, he's in charge today. Like, Sam's just like that. Scott's just that guy. Like, he's so cool. And no matter like who you are, what age group, it's like, oh, like everyone loves Scott. And then Shay's like the closest like head counselor like of my age to me. And like, me and her like are really like really good friends. And so it was just like so cool. And she also came back the year I came back. So it was like cool to come back with her. Like, she's a year older than me, but like we like kind of grew up together in like that camp. So it was just so cool, like have us three in the woods.
I was talking to Kelly just a couple of days ago, and I was like, what's the difference between pioneering and wood lore? Like, what's the difference? Clear that up for us.
So pioneering is like, you learn like your basic survival like skills, like how to make a fire, how to cook over a fire, how to use a compass. Like, you're like, you go on hikes, but well, they're also going, but you go on hikes to like, you know, like how to navigate the woods. Like, we look at like how the moss grows on trees, like which way the sun's hitting it, how the plant like bends, all that cool stuff. Wood lore, I feel like, is more like you like learn about the different plants on the trails, like what type of plant it is. You go like, you try to like catch like little animals in the water. So I feel like it's, wood lore is more like, no, I'm not going to say like a nature hike, but like more like arts and crafts in the woods, you know, where this year they built like fans out of nature, which is, I thought it was pretty cool. They did like, they like, Scott made like a hair, like a salon out of nature. So he like a whole hairdresser out of like sticks and pine cones and leaves too, which was like really cool.
High time in the woods.
High time in the woods. That's what it is.
Now that's what set high time in the woods there.
It's kind of like, who's going to be the next person to get their own individualized activity? It can't be anyone but you, Ty. Sorry.
We don't need another one.
Hold on. I was going to ask, do you know, like, is Ty time coming back next year? Do you know yet? So will you go back to theater, do you think?
That's a question. I don't know. That's a... I leave that one up to, I've done my job in tie time and theater, where they can put me where they want me.
So what if like in June, Sam's like, Okay, you ready to come back and do there's actually nothing you really couldn't do.
There's a lot I couldn't do. There are many things I couldn't do. Absolutely not. I couldn't go boating. I couldn't do archery. I can't do one that's like easy to do. I need one that's like so complicated that is like out of control.
I love pioneering. I think it's like, I feel like growing up, I think I had like 4 or 5 different like pioneer encounters. I had Chris from my first year. I don't remember his last name.
Babcock.
That's right.
Yeah, it was awesome. I had Billy for a little bit, Greg Bell for a little bit. Right? That's his name?
Greg Colbert might be coming on the pod soon, so we'll find out. Yeah.
Well, I was telling I don't know who I told people this, but I was like, I'm gonna think I'm gonna stick in pioneering. You know, I want when you think of theater, I think of Ty. Like when you think of adventure, you think of John. I want people to be like, when you think of pioneering, that's Freddy. You know, that's his spot.
Ooh, so I like that.
So I want to stay there for a while.
Playing your space.
Yeah. Some days the woods are just it's brutal. Session one, woods.
Ugh.
Oh my God. This is the last part you wanted to be. The whole woods was flooded. Every fire pit was just filled with water. Right after the bridge, it was maybe 6 inches of water. We had to build another bridge to get past the first bridge. And it was everything was wet. Everything was tough. Water levels were so high. The river was going wicked, wicked fast. So we couldn't even go there. It was a tough first session in pioneering.
And also it was muddy beyond mud belief.
Mosquitoes are crazy. Just because of how moist and wet it was.
Oh, the mosquitoes, I can imagine. Ugh, see, I can't do any wood activities.
It's off.
What's your bug spray technique?
Oh, personally, I have my assistant or CIT will do it.
Yeah.
You know, I like to chit chat with the kids, hang out, you know, or if there's a fire, stay back. But I go starfish, close eyes, close mouth. Front legs, front arms, front legs, turn, back legs, back arms, boom.
Oh, you seem like you can do that efficiently and quickly.
Yeah, two cans, all you need, boom.
Well, I can always tell if a CIT is good or not based on how they bug spray the kids.
We have this one CIT. He's a great kid. I've known him since fourth grade. You know, he's awesome. He was a one-year camper. He came in and he filled his role right away. He was he was an amazing CIT. He's an amazing assistant. I love him. But I had him this past year and all the kids were just their eyes would be watering. And they'd be caught. I'm like, what's wrong? And every kid, I got bug spray in my face. Jason's just bug spraying the kids' faces. I'm like, what are you doing? I'm like, why are you doing this? He goes, isn't this how we always do it? I'm like, I'm ever in the woods. What are you talking about? So I had to slow it down. I had to teach him. And after that, we good. But all, I think it was, Comanches, the little kid. They were, crying.
One of my favorite moments of Freddy was we were all at Sing, and we were missing, a whole entire tribe, which meant that they also didn't get to have any lunch for that day either. And it was one of the best, it was the funniest thing. I think about this all the time, the way people came back. But I guess Freddie took a bunch of, what age group were they? Were they little kids or big kids?
They were Cheyennes.
They were Cheyennes. Okay. He brought up Cheyennes. He was going to take them on a special trip. And then they just never came back. eventually he found his way back though. But I think what happened there? He ended up at Sue's house, right?
So I was Cheyennes, you guys are the oldest tribe. Let's go around the woods. So we go right away. We don't even go to the pioneering site. We go right away. We take a left. I take them to the power lines, you know. We go all the way to the real Lost River, all the way down the power lines near whatever, Pond Street, wherever that street is, all the way down. We take them there. Then we go up the back end of the power line. So not the trail people come, the back end to try to hit, I think it's called the Beaver Path. It's all you go around and you hit the start of the Four Corners. So we're going on the trail and it's a hot day. It's it's one of the hottest days of the year. So these kids are already in deep red, and me being a collegiate athlete, I'm like, guys, we got to keep up. We have to hit this whole trail. We only have an hour. Like, we have to go. You have to pick it up. One of the, my assistant was like, I'm really good friends with her still, and a CIT who just hated the woods since day one. So I was like, I told the assistant, I'm like, hey, I'll get the back of the group. You stay in the back, and CIT stays in the middle. So we're going, and then the trail gets like thinner and thinner and smaller and smaller. And then now we're stepping over like rock walls, fallen trees, branches, leaves. And one of the kids goes, you know where you're going? Like, of course I know where I'm going. I'm like on this trip. And now like we like the blue skies like start like fading away because like we can't like we were right next to like where it opens up in the power line. So I was like, let me just like stay with it. And now the leaves are starting to cover, so we can't really see like where the power line like started. And so like we all just like stand together. And I'm like, guys, I don't know where I am. Like, I'm lost. And they're like, they thought I was joking around. I look at my assistant, I'm like, yeah, we're lost. All the kids thought I was joking. So I was like, oh, yeah, yeah, I was just joking around. And so I pull up Snapchat to use, like, Snap Maps because I knew, like, other people at the camp were, like, you on Snapchat. So I, like, figure out where they were. And I started, like, walking towards them.
Oh, my God.
And now I start seeing signs, like, private property. Like, we'll take notice. I'm like, this is Gail put this up. You know, like, I've seen these signs all over. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to follow, like, the signs in the trees. Following. No sign of a trail. I'm, like, trying to, like, listen for, like, adventure, wood lore, something. Anything. And then 10 minutes goes by. Just walk. And these kids are, like, we're, like, climbing under branches, over trees. Kids are like beet red face, sweating. Like some of them are probably wearing flip flops. I'm like, guys, gotta go. And then I look at my watch and it's like the time the bell's supposed to ring for lunch because it's third activity. And we finally find a trail and we just walk forward, end up at Sue's house.
No.
Like, that's the farthest spot from the bridge is Sue's house.
Yeah.
Like maybe a 20 minute walk. Yeah. So I'm like, okay, guys. This is what we're going to do. We're going to go like a nice, easy little jog.
Okay.
I'm at the house and I call Sam. I say, hey, listen, like I'm on a trail right now. We'll be back in like 10, 15 minutes. He's like, yeah, no worries. Not a problem. So we're on a nice, easy jog. And before we can start, my CIT goes, I'm done. I'm not doing this. I'm staying. And I go, you're staying here. Like, what are you going to do here? Like, this is not a camp. You're just going to stay here? She's like, oh, fine. I guess I'll come. I'm like, yeah, you have to come. Like, what do you mean? You can't just stay here. So we go on a, like, a little jog. And, like, I'm in front of the pack, like, zoned in. And after 5 minutes, I look back and, like, no camper is near me.
No.
So I guess I was running, like, too fast. Yeah. And then I'm like, hey. And I hear, like little kid, like, hey. And now we're on the Trail of Doom, which is like near the dam. It's the Trail of Doom. Very small trail, a lot of thorns, a lot of like sticks. So we're going on the trail. The trail disappears again. I'm like, there's no way. Look at my watch. It's like the bell rang for Sing. I'm like, oh my God. So we got everyone close. I'm like, guys, listen, we're almost there. Like, I'm giving them hope. And I hear, like, river running. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, the river's right here. And so we legit follow the river down the path. And as soon as we hit, like, the main path, we start, like, sprinting. And now we're, like, everyone's beet red. Everyone's, like, dripping with sweat. Even me. I'm like, holy. We get up to Sing. And everyone, like, we go up, like, the hill, which gets bigger and bigger every day of the year.
Right.
No one, they haven't eaten in like 5 hours. They haven't had water in like an hour and a half. And we finally just all just get there. Everyone's like cheering. And we just sit on like the side of this tent, just eat lunch on the side of the tent during Sing. But like those kids will never forget that day.
No. That CIT also like had like full like sunglasses on, done, checked out for the day, and not even able to eat, just like tired and just like dead.
I
laughed harder at a person.
Fourth infect activity, I said, you're good. Like, I'll do everything. My CRT just sat there. I was like, oh my God.
Give her the day off. She deserved it.
Well, I like that you're like, we're just going to go for a light jog. I'll take the lead. I, the in shape college athlete, will set the pace. What, you can't keep up?
I remember looking back and I was like, I lost them all. Like, this is, I'm done. Like, I'm fired.
You think there was like a moment where they like saw that you were going too far and they're like, wait, Freddie.
I was doing something. I probably didn't hear anything. I was like, I need to get these kids back.
Don't worry, I'm going to save you all.
Yeah.
I'm like picking up kids. I'm like, let's go.
I do feel like that that getting lost in the woods comes around every like 5 or 6 years, though.
The best.
It's, yeah. Because you just need to take one wrong turn and have one person who isn't exactly sure or just forgot or whatever. And then that's it. You're deep into the woods of Franklin.
Or even like a show up late to sing or like you missed an activity because you're out having fun. Like, yep. I think I had that with a tribe time once where we completely missed the bell and we missed all of the closing circle. We just didn't hear it. We were having fun.
Yep. Yeah. And there's you can do it either. And it always tends to happen either at the end of the day, like a tribe time, or I've never heard of in the middle of the day. That's bananas.
This past year for troop time. Now I took my kids. We went this. I don't even know. I don't think Ty knows this story. He might. I think we went swimming in the dam. I was like, this is your last year. Let's have fun. Second session, swimming in the dam. So we're like all hanging out. They're having a blast, like swimming. I'm in there with them. You know, like they like pick their feet up. They go down with the current and they like stop. So we're all like getting out. We're all getting out to like dry ourselves off. And a kid's like sitting on the rock and he goes to another camper like, oh, pass my shoe. So he picks it up, throws his shoe right over his head into the water.
Yeah.
Karen takes the shoe, zoom down the down Mine Brook. They all look at me.
Big current that year too.
Big current, because they look at me. We all look at the shoe. They all look back at me. They're like, yeah, that shoe is lost. I was like this can't, like, I like he needs a shoe. So I dive in and I'm like swimming like as fast as I can, trying to like get this shoe before like the bell rings. I don't want to be late again. And water is so high, like you can't see the rocks. And I just remember swimming. I just like got nailed with a rock right in my rib cage. Yeah. And I pick up the shoe and I'm trying to swim back against like this current, which it's legit rain for like 4 days straight. So I'm trying to swim back. And I remember I get up to the dam. I stand up. And my whole left side is like gushing blood, dripping like my side. And I have the shoe in the kid's hand. And one of my campers goes, that was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
That's awesome.
Now look at the kid who threw the shoe because his dad owns a farm. I look at him like, you owe me a sandwich tomorrow. You owe me a And he was like, I'm so sorry. Like it's never happened. Like he felt so bad. Like the look in their kid's face when I came out of the water is like just bloody. They're like, holy cow.
Yeah, but you're like immortal in their eyes now.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. I mean, there's no denying that.
Let them get to do something that they're kind of not supposed to do, but it's okay that they do it because you're there. It's like the way into like a memory for the kids forever. I definitely did that with my troop and everyone was fine except for Eli Cowell cut his toe.
Of course.
I was like, of course it's Eli doing this. I was like, no. I had to like carry him across. He was fine. So Freddie is one of the distinct only person to have won the staff picture twice in a row. So you know that like when you take a picture at the end of the year and like it's like the whole staff and then the next year they post it on the board and it's like, oh, look at what happened last year.
Oh, that's new. They didn't do that back when I was there. Okay.
Yeah, but they would take a picture of all of us. They must have been around.
No, I understand the concept of taking pictures. Yeah. Oh. No, it's you snap something and something comes out. Yeah. Okay. All right. I think I'm caught up.
But then at the end of the year, Sam likes to raffle it off. And the way he raffles it off is you have to have been in the picture first off.
Okay.
And then it's you have to figure out the number between 0 and 100. And he'll kind of just go, okay, yes, 42, 17, 18. I'll say it. and it will go around a couple of tries even.
Right.
Like a couple of times, and still no one has made it.
So my second year CIT, my first year eligible to win the competition, it was a big day for Freddie, big day for Fred Berger. I just beat Bonnie out in freeze dance as a second year CIT to win freeze dance.
Huge.
I was in the finals of FCDC Got Talent, you know, and we didn't know the winner until flag. And then Singh rolls by. And this is when Tom was still there. And I was in the Mohawks, the CIT for the Mohawks. He's like, all right, we're going to start on this side to raffle off the picture between 1 and 100. He goes, the head counselor, assistant, and then me, the third guest. Pinned it right away. But he didn't say anything. It was like 28 or something like that. Didn't say anything. Goes around the whole camp. And Tom goes, pulls out the envelope. He goes, this happened right away. Like, he gets the number. I was like, there's no way. In 28. And I just like, shot up. I was like, no way. Like, I was like, this is insane. Like, I won.
He had an envelope and everything.
Yeah, just to make sure it wasn't like, you turn around. I was like, let's go. Like, I was just so hyped. I remember, like, I like jumped over two rows of campers to get to the tent. I grabbed them. Like, this is sick. Like, this, I love it here. Like, this is a picture, you know? So, my second time ever in the FCDC picture, second time ever being eligible, Sam's going around. And I'm like, so now I'm a head counselor, and I'm the head counselor of the oldest troop now. So I'm in like the back row where we sit, like on like the stepping stools, and we're going around. There's maybe like 20, 30 people in front of me, and I pick the number again. Boom, get it. But he has
the same number.
I think it was like 26. I knew it was in the 20s. The Cowboys love their 20s. I don't know why, but I've known.
That's something to know.
When I was a camper, we had to do that game with Tom to like be in a competition. And like I remember, he's like, I always pick 20 in the 20s. So like, okay. So I pick him in the 20s, and he goes around the rest, and he boom, like says it, and I go crazy again. I'm like, let's go, this is awesome. Last day of camp. And then Billy like stole it from me. Like he thought it was like gonna be funny, of course.
Where do you keep your pictures?
The first picture is on my wall at home. So I was like, this is awesome. And the second picture is just like behind my desk. I haven't hung it up yet.
Okay, but you'll find a good spot for it.
Yeah, it'll go somewhere.
They should be near each other. After the end of the year party, it's like six in the morning. It's like early in the morning. And like Freddie drove me to the party. And so I was like, I didn't have a place. And I saw out of the window, Freddie like was like leaving in his car. And I was kind of like, hey. Hey, but then like I like stopped before I could like do that, and I just saw Freddie with his picture in his hand.
Car door open.
And just like a little like tear would come down. And it was just, you can tell these pictures, they really mean a lot to him.
And then Ty took a video of it and sent it to me, and I like look up. I was like, I closed my car door, and I started to drive away. And he's like, wait, you're my ride home. I was like, oh yeah.
We didn't cross paths at camp, but I am like so happy that my kids are there, that you're here, because I'm like, look at this kid, like putting effort into camp and like putting good ideas out. That makes me very happy. That's like a mom thing to say, but
like every now and then I'll tell Ty, like I have a list on my phone of like camp skit ideas.
Yeah. What's something to look forward to this year?
That's amazing. Yeah, give us a preview of one you definitely want to use.
Oh, so I'm doing one 100% this year. It's the story of Billy's life, 100%. And the song is going to be, I'm not going to give too much away because.
Sure, of course.
I want the listeners at home, you know, I want them to be surprised. But
right.
The song is going to be Vienna by Billy Joel, amazing artist. Same birthday as me, amazing artist. Huh. And it's going to be broken up into three parts. Billy is a camper, Billy is a CIT, Billy is a head counselor. So basically this idea of is like he's going to be doing something like wrong. Then Tom is going to freeze and like Gail is going to come out and start singing like Vienna to him. Like, slow down, you crazy child. And it's just going to be like him saying like it's like you can like, if you're like just patient, like this whole camp can be yours one day. Then it's going to be broken out into each verse. In like each person, like Banana Mike's going to be in it. Bonnie's going to be in it. and that we're all going to come out of the last verse and like sing to like Billy, like the last verse about like how camp can be his, but it's gonna be like his life and like him getting in trouble, like time freezing and just like that. Yeah.
That's amazing. And I want to see that on Broadway. That's too much for one skit. No,
Freddie is secretly very artistic when it comes to his, and when it comes to his stuff. Tell them about the one that you got all the kids to do the last session.
So the theme was Back to the Future. And my skit was Sue Rice's first Pink Floyd concert. And we all like wore tie-dye. We all just like, and the way it started was they all like formed a circle around me and I like was crouched. You couldn't see me. And then once the song, like once the first bass hit, I like slowly like got up and all the kids like wide-eyed slowly like went down. And I did like emotional. I like looked left, like with wide eyes, looked all the way and like went back to the middle. Then once like the next chord progression came, I slowly went down and the kids slowly came up. And the NSYNC just went like wide-eyed, like looked right all the way back down and like looked back in the middle. And we just like, and then they like all, and like I all pretended like to kill all of them, like stuff. And then one of them, like the smallest one, killed me. And then they picked me up and carried me like off stage.
What does that have to do with Sue Rice though?
I don't know.
No, yeah, because I didn't know anything about the Sue Rice part about it at all.
That's just how we had to set it up, Back to the Future, like Sue's first right. concert. And then one more skit idea that I'm not going to give away is
okay.
It's going to be the theme of Billy's life will be session one, Sam's life will be session two, because mm-hmm. there's a point where Sam wasn't on FCDC. So in Greece, like beauty school dropout, but it's going to be FCDC dropout about Sam.
Wow.
And that's all I'm saying about that one.
Wow. I like it. This is amazing. As you've learned, like the amount of effort you just put into describing those two things is more than my entire time at camp.
Listen, Sarah, this is a Ty Friedman theater, post theater world. The skits have gotten better. They've gotten better.
It's true. They've truly had amazing. I fully am here for it. This is amazing stuff. The camp is in good hands. That makes me very happy. I can say I've been to a bunch of concerts with Sue Rice. That's about it. You kind of nailed it. So Ty and I went to U2 one year. Yeah, like free tickets, remember? And we said, we're going to enjoy this until Bono gets too preachy. And then we left.
He was doing a great job, and he had, to his credit, he did a great job waiting until almost the end.
Yeah, it was like Sunday Bloody Sunday, and boy, did he get into it.
Yeah.
I ran to Jack Howell at a concert one time, and he remembered who I was. I thought it was pretty cool. And I was with my brother, and he had no idea who my brother was.
Which concert was that?
Dave Matthews.
Dave concert, okay.
Sounds right. So how are you feeling, I guess both of you, how are you feeling right now with respect to camp? Like putting aside the fact that the Maniac put a podcast together, we're talking about it, but it's February, middle of February. Like, are you gearing up? Are you like, it's starting to get lighter out. I'm excited for camp. I mean, what's in general is your mindset right now?
I know that I'm usually it doesn't hit me until I step on camp. I can see camp from afar, but like until I get like I'm like there, then like I can really like, oh, now I know what's going to come for me. I think of it as like all my, like it's like a fertile land of like where I'm going to get all my camp ideas from too. So it's like orientation is where I'm like, okay, it's all here now. It's like I step into a car wash and I'm tie time.
I'm not really like in camp mode until like I need to be, because it's like I feel like I'm a completely different person at camp than I am like at school. But I feel like I'll be scrolling through like social media or watching something like remind me of camp or like something I should do in pioneering or like an idea for something, and I'll write it down like right away. Like I'll stop what I'm doing, I'll just write it down just to, like make sure I have it. Like I have notes and notes and like folders on my drive of just like camp ideas. Just like if something comes to me, I was like, I'll write it down. But camp mode is like, it's like a switch you got to flip on And like, cause yeah. So I don't feel like I'm not in that mode until 9 a.m. day one, session one, like even orientation, you're not really there yet.
But I also think that now I kind of take camp with me throughout the year. Like I get 6 weeks of it and it like fills me up enough for, to like maybe get me through the winter. I know it's been a tough winter so far, but like, you know, but like that, like now I kind of like lead through it and oh, this is like a little schmaltzy, but like, yeah, I lead through like the camp experience in my everyday life. And I, like, for me, I like coming back to camp was like me thinking, well, what are like the things that like make me like most excited and like what gives me the most creativity and all these things. And it, when I pinpointed that it was camp, I was like, oh, well then
of course
make this, you know, add this to your life then. And if this is such a useful piece of it.
Yes.
So I made a point of it. I've turned down a few jobs so that I can go to camp. That's
no shame in that. That's great. That's fine. Is there anything else you want to kind of make sure we get in there? Any words of wisdom for the campers or counselors or FCDC audience writ large?
Maybe just a 50th year coming up. It's going to be, it's going to be a crazy year. I hope I can be there for it, but yeah, it's going to be awesome. It's going to be
Why would you not be there?
I don't know. No,
we're going to this.
Do that.
No. So I'm trying to play soccer overseas as if I can, you know, because I want to play for as long as I can. But like Ty said, like you give up certain jobs to go to camp. And like, that's just like when I coming back in 2019 to camp, it was probably like one of the best decisions like I've made. Like I think 2019, like I've told Ty, this was probably one of the best years of my life. And it has to do with like FCDC 100%. So like, it's just that like experience is just amazing.
That's, I mean, you make a compelling case to come back.